I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
...2020 was difficult for everyone, but I think for you, 2019 already changes started. What has your journey been in the last 2 years? And how do you think this has changed naughty boy Gagan? Has it made him more naughty? Or has he finally grown up and become a little bit more subtle, more mellow? Or you're ready to rock and roll and shock the world all over again?
I think it's a perfect break. I think for chefs like us who travel every day, we're on a flight. We miss being in our restaurants. Our guests don't see us enough. And I think the best thing about COVID is that every chef, just not me or Massimo, but even a normal chef will rediscover his cooking. He will rediscover what food is. And I think the best thing is that if you look at last 20 years since this social media, microwave ovens, all this fast food culture that became a part of our society, people started cooking home in COVID. Nobody baked a bread. None had to bake a bread. Things like that. So making an egg also was seeming difficult in today's modern world of workaholics. So for them, they will recognize chef as more important people in society. Not just a doctor, not just an army, but or somebody who's educated. But chefs itself, especially from India, where chefs are the last in the category of a career.
Absolutely. But do you see some changes that happened in your life in this year, apart from cooking at home? Do you see the world changing in terms of the world of Gagan, world of the restaurant?
I think physically, I became a much more fitter person. I lost 22 kilos. That.
I didn't want to say it because I was very upset about it since I put on...
You look fantastic.
I think for me, it was a big change. If you ask me, I regret closing a very successful restaurant and taking all my savings and putting and walking out with 66 people to do a restaurant. And then comes this tsunami of COVID. And before COVID, like 2 weeks before, I opened another restaurant as a casual place. And everything fell apart. But luckily, in Thailand, we somehow luckily managed to be non-COVID.
Yeah. Totally.
So we are very lucky. At least the word social distancing was not applicable to our society.
Yeah.
So we could continue doing fine dining. And yeah. My only challenge was to retain everybody as a team.
Yeah.
And not lose people and not get because you see the COVID is the biggest threat to fine dining. You see, so many fine dining restaurants are closing. It's a very sad situation. It's really serious in terms of food. So people don't have enough time to eat in a restaurant. So it's a lot of things that are coming in, and financially, it's nothing being seen in the modern world. Like
absolutely, totally.
I think threat is fine dining. Like I know chefs who are passing out with me in 97 to 2000 batch are jobless in India, and that's sad.
Unfortunately, it's not been recognized.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.